It's your boy, Pastor D'Lo. I'm here, you're there. We're about to get it going. It's the River of Living Water podcast, and it starts right now. Placing both feet into the water is an act of faith. Refusing to send along the river. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Pastor Dwayne Lodeholt, and we're back on the River of Living Water podcast. It's been a while since we recorded a podcast for your listening pleasure. Did you miss me? Now that the summer months have passed us, I guess hot girl summer is officially over. I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I guess we'll see over the next couple of weeks. The reality is we're coming now onto the fall months, and now it's time to settle in. The kids are back in school. Most of us are back into our daily routines, and now you can get back into listening to this podcast once or twice a week. We're grateful to have you as being a part of what we're doing. There are a lot of things that we need to get to and talk about, but I want to dedicate this podcast to something specific. Over the past week and a half, Kanye West's Sunday service has kind of come under some scrutiny by the church as well as people at large. I want to talk about that a little bit today. What do you think of the Sunday service? We'll get to it right after this. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Pastor Dwayne Lodeholt. You're listening to the River of Living Water. Rapper-producer Kanye West is back in the news this week, taking his Sunday service on the road back to his hometown of Chicago this past week, doing two shows, one in one of his normal places, one of the centers in Chicago, and then at a historic church in the Chicagoland area. This second service of the Sunday service is drawing a lot of criticism because he performed it in a church. Understand the idea behind the Kanye West Sunday service, and Kanye's words to David Letterman in an interview that he posted earlier this year wasn't even about starting a church, but it was actually doing something where people can listen to feel-good music. If you know anything about Kanye's roots or his work, you know that his mother was a devoutly religious woman who believed in Jesus Christ, and Kanye does everything in memory of his mother, so it was only right that he would take a lot of gospel music, because these are his roots and things that he loves and things that he could use to take the Sunday service to another place. In the interview with Letterman, he actually also says he was very hesitant to even give what we now know as Sunday service a name. It was just a chance for people to gather with their families, do some music, listen to some music, and feel good. What it has evolved into is a great huge choir, an all-star band, and an amazing display where celebrities, gospel personalities, and politicians, and even talk show hosts alike show up on any given Sunday for 1 hour in order to be able to be a part of this movement that Kanye is doing. The interesting thing now with it being brought to the church is being brought to the light in the Christian community, because there's a great debate over whether what Kanye is doing is causing conflict in the church, or is it really uplifting? There's a side that says, how can Kanye be called anointed with the type of things that he's done over his life? He hasn't named the name of Christ in their estimation, and shouldn't be allowed in anybody's church to be so-called uplifting the name of Jesus. There are others on the other side of the thought process that say, hey, you know, whatever is being done is good and we should just leave it alone. I'd like to hear some of your thoughts about it. I want you to write in and talk to us about it. When you see this on social media, I want to hear some of your thoughts about it. Oh, you're wondering what I think about it? We'll get to that in just a moment. No matter what you may think of Kanye West's Sunday service, it has definitely become something that has become must talk about in our society and in our culture. Sunday service, again, is a concept of Kanye West of an hour every Sunday morning where they would get together and do feel-good music, most of it gospel music, on his set list because of Kanye's upbringing. It's something that he gravitates to. I don't see the issue with Sunday service. Why don't I see an issue with Sunday service? Well, first of all, Sunday service isn't a church, although people might be calling it a church or feel that it's kind of cultish in the fact that Kanye does it on a weekly basis. Kanye has gone on record as saying this is not a church. That's number one. Number two, music is created by God, and Kanye chooses to use songs oftentimes with a choir that uplift the name of Jesus. Why do we as church people sometimes have such a big issue with someone who we're not necessarily comfortable with, who doesn't look like us, sound like us, or act like us, doing something that can bring glory to God? Even Jesus himself says in scripture, other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them must I also bring. Could not Kanye be one of those sheep that he is now using to be able to start the conversation of the rest of the world? Don't you understand there are people that will go to Sunday service that will never hear the great songs of a Fred Hammond or a Hezekiah Walker, or hear uplifting music that will cause them to look at their walk with God a different way, or even name the name of Jesus Christ? Now, don't get me wrong, it not being a church means it's not a church, but we have to understand, even if you don't think what Kanye's doing is all that great, church person, guess what? It's an opportunity to start a conversation. It's a conversation starter. Why would we not take this opportunity, being the church, to say, hey, Kanye has started something that has gotten people talking about Jesus in a way that they haven't before. People who would not normally be talking about Jesus. Why is it that we have such an issue with him bringing Jesus to the foreground? I mean, if I was a smart pastor or church person, I like to think that I am, it would be an opportunity for me to say to these people, hey, you know all that feel good that you had for the last hour? Let me introduce you to the Jesus that Kanye was talking about so that feel good can become permanent. Why are we so quick to down anything that doesn't look like us? The truth of the matter is everyone wants to talk about have this gift of discernment. Well, first of all, discernment isn't a gift, but that's another podcast. The gift is discerning of spirits. It's amazing that we can discern so well what someone else's intentions are, but we can't discern the people who are hurting in our own pews and congregations and are like that pastor, that associate pastor at that church this week that committed suicide. Where was the discerning people then? Where were the people that discerned this man was hurting and were able to reach out to him before he harmed himself? I'll wait. I think the church has majored in minors. We need to figure out what we can do for our pastors to keep them from killing ourselves and allow Kanye to keep doing what Kanye is doing. All it is helping us in the long run. Oh, I get it. You didn't think of it first. Oh, I get it. It doesn't look like you. It didn't come from your pulpit. It didn't come from your band or from your voice. So it can't be of God. Guess what? Last time I checked, the scripture says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. So whether you choose to accept it or not, Kanye West can be used by God. I'm not here to tell you whether he is or he isn't. That's for you to decide. But I want you to understand there are more important things to worry about than Sunday service. Kanye, if you're out there, keep doing your thing. You've got to understand as well, especially in a lot of us, our churches in urban areas, Kanye has an audience that we don't have access to. Kanye has millionaires and billionaires who come to his Sunday service. The truth of the matter is, you can't stand before a millionaire and tell him that God is going to bless you with a new house and a new car. You know why? Because they know how to buy that stuff. You can't talk to a millionaire about the struggles of poverty like we do from our pulpits. You know why? Because that millionaire doesn't have that struggle from poverty. Kanye is able to reach a group that maybe some of us can't reach. And guess what? We may not be called to reach it. I'm determined to let God be God at this point in my life. Not going to worry about Kanye doing Sunday service. In fact, I'll applaud Kanye's Sunday service because it opens the door to a conversation to where people want to know more about Jesus Christ. What's up? It's your boy, Pastor D'Lo. Thank you for listening to the River of Living Water podcast. We invite you to share it out. Share it with someone who needs to hear this message, someone who enjoys podcasts. We're available on all podcast platforms, and we're looking forward to hearing and doing more with you. We invite you to share your comments, share your ideas. We'll share some of them on the River of Living Water podcast. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the River of Living Water podcast, hit us up, livingwaterccinc@gmail.com. Email us if you have a guest or a topic that you want us to deal with on the River of Living Water. Until next time, this is Pastor D'Lo, and I'll see you on the other side.